Residents say most of their relatives in the rural areas rely on the shortwave radios that are being distributed by independent organizations to access information and as a source of news source. Residents say the ban is ill-timed and ill-informed, especially as the country heads towards a crucial election. Freelance journalist Andrew Mabondiani says the police blitz targeting the shortwave radios shows they have run out of ideas.
There is no ways you will find an iota of this country that is not represented by civil society. The only way of solving all the problems, Zimbabwean problems, is by working together. All Zimbabweans, but especially civil society. If they work with the government, then we will have achieved what we want. We will have achieved the best results that are really needed.
Attorney Arnold Tsunga, who is also the Africa Director of International Commission of Jurists, says the move shows lack of depth within the police force.
Yeah, I think it's the police that have tried to suggest that they can outlaw the ownership or distribution of radios. It's not a government. And the police are completely out of line. The Constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear that there is a right to freedom of expression, which is a fundamental right. That right includes the right to receive and disseminate information. And a radio is a key gadget that allows for people to realize and exercise that fundamental right. It cannot be possible for the police to simply wake up one day and express their displeasure and convert it into a legal instruction. It's an illegal instruction and it must be completely ignored.
Kumakomo Community Radio Station Deputy Head Evidence Chenjerai says it is said that at a time Zimbabweans were looking forward to media reforms, the police are busy stifling people's access to information.
I don't think it's a good move that they are banning these distributions, because these organizations are trying to help those people in the rural areas so that they can have enough information concerning everything that is happening in this country and abroad, especially these days with the rains. Some people are being caught unaware with floods and with the referendum that is upon us and those elections that are going to happen this year. It would be very fair if they would allow these people to have these radios so that they can have information of those things and be informed and make informed decisions.
Mutare resident Jacob Mnenda, coordinator of an organization called Men as Partners that strives to end gender-based violence, and also the National Constitutional Assembly chair in Manicaland, is livid with the police move.
Zimbabwean people have got rights, and these rights include the right to information, whether you are getting it through the print media, whether you are getting it from the electronic media. It is still exercising one's rights. And when the policeman goes ahead confiscating these small radios from these distributors, I think they are actually breaking the law, or they are attacking people's rights. And I wonder, and the Zimbabwean people, I wonder whether the act by the police is covered by any law of Zimbabwe, which I understand Parliament have never sat down and passed a law and to empower the police to confiscate such radios or to arrest anybody who is found listening to such radios. I don't think Zimbabweans will tolerate that.
Some non-government organizations have recently been targeted by the police, with shortwave radios, documents and computers being confiscated as political temperatures rise ahead of the crucial elections. Meanwhile, police in Harare today announced the Zimbabwe Peace Project, ZPP, has been operating illegally without registering with the relevant authorities. Police charge the organization was spying on ZANU-PF, information allegedly gleaned from documents confiscated in a recent raid on the organization. Board Chairman Reverend Solomon Zwana told Studio 7 the police were yet to conduct the ZPP on this. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.